We are joined once again with Kim Daly of Wadena County 4-H. She joins us on the first Thursday of the month, and she gets to talk with us about all the things going on in Wadena County 4-H. Hey, Kim, great to have you talking with us again, and how's it been going?
Oh, great, great. Nice to see you too, CJ.
A good Halloween, a good, get a ton of trick-or-treaters, get a lot of stuff going on, or pretty quiet for you?
I didn't have as many trick-or-treaters as I had candy, so we've got plenty of leftovers.
You know, that's a good problem to have, right?
Yeah.
So what's going on with Wadena County 4-H? What's kind of catch us up to speed? What's been going on the last few weeks?
Sure. So first Sunday in October, we had our annual awards banquet, and we get to give out a bunch of neat prizes, such as Volunteer of the Year, Heart of the Fair, new member awards for our young members, the Clover Buds, and just celebrate being part of 4-H. It's a low-key, no competition, just everybody brings a dish to share, and we just celebrate for a while. So that was fun.
Awesome. Glad to hear about that. And it's fun just to kind of get to see everybody kind of come together and get to do that, right?
Absolutely. It's like I said, there's no competition. It's not the county fair. We're not getting projects ready. We invite some of the community members. We invite all the county commissioners, the county extension committee. We invite some of our 4-H supporters for a long time. And we just enjoy each other's company, learn a little bit more about 4-H.
Awesome. Hey, Kim, what's coming up in Wadena County 4-H this month in November? What do you have going on? What do you want to let people know about?
Sure. So we're starting our new 4-H year. We started last week. We had our annual volunteer training, where we focused on making all of our events and our meetings comfortable for everyone to be there. If they have a diversity or if they need special accommodations, we want to make sure that everyone is included and everyone is welcome. So we had we partnered with East Ottertail County and had about 25 people at our annual volunteer training. So that was wonderful. And then last Saturday, we started a program here in Wadena called our Clover Buddies. And as I mentioned before, Clover Buds are our very youngest 4-H'ers. So they're from kindergarten to second grade, and they're just getting to understand what 4-H is all about. And they do it in more of a non-competitive way and more of a fun type atmosphere. So I've recruited two very eager and willing volunteer moms, and they are leading these sessions. It's going to be held once a month on Saturdays, and the kids get together. This week we painted pumpkins. We learned a little bit more about cooperation. We made a snack together, played some games, had a great time.
Awesome. Great to hear. And Kim, you know, we were talking a little bit about this before the interview here got going, but there's some events that are coming up here that you also wanted to let us know about as we get closer to Christmas time too.
Absolutely. So we're going to continue the Clover Buddies program. Our next one will be Saturday, November 18th. Then we're going to have a special Christmas decorating one where we're going to make Christmas goodies, and that'll be at the end of November. And you can always reach out to me for more information. But the one big thing that we're really proud of here, and me personally, is Wadena County 4-H has taken on Toys for Tots for the Wadena County area. And we have some fantastic holiday programs already in the county. This one's going to be a little bit different, but it should really work in conjunction with the other programs, because this one is specifically toys, and it's specifically for kids, and there is no financial obligation. There is no show for financial need, and you can pick your toys up as late as December 23rd.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. What's it like to get to kind of head that effort and get to be a part of it and just get to help out?
Oh, it's fantastic. It's so fulfilling. I've partnered with Kim Rife, and she does a lot. She does everything with the Sabika and Monaga backpack program, where they send food home with kids that need it every weekend. And she's been instrumental in the community, making sure kids are taken care of as well. And I met with retired gunnery sergeant in the U.S. Marine Corps, Andrew Fenwick, and he's from the St. Cloud area. And boy, is he a bundle of energy. He's just excited to bring Toys for Tots a little further north. And he said, you know, you guys collect as many toys as you can, and if you don't get enough, we'll go shopping. So we want to make sure that this reaches families who need it. We don't care what your circumstance is. You don't have to tell us. If you need it, you come get it.
Perfect. Awesome. Great to hear, Kim. Anything else going on with Wadena County 4-H that you want to let us know about while we got you here?
Well, coming up after the first of the year, we'll start our project days again, and those are open to any kid who wants to come make a few projects, and I'll have more details about that coming up. We're also going to do a photography workshop so we can learn more about taking quality pictures, and we're going to do an animal showmanship workshop in May so we get our kids ready for the fair. But that's kind of what we've got planned for the next few months.
All right, Kim, if people have any information about any of the things we just talked about, if people want more, if they want to volunteer, if they want to get their kids involved in Wadena County 4-H, what's the best way to get a hold of you and get some information?
Chris and I are at the Extension office, and we're housed in with the Highway Department on Harry Rich Drive, or you can call us at 631-7623, or just look up Wadena County 4-H on Facebook, and you'll find us there.
Kim Daly of Wadena County 4-H joining us, as she does on the first Thursday of every month. Hey, Kim, great to talk with you again. Have a great month of November, and we look forward to talking with you come December, okay?
Thanks, CJ. You too.
If you missed any part of this interview, you can find it on our website, wadenaradio.com, or on the KWAD Facebook page.